from the Stoner Jesus Studio Complex in Stoner Heaven is the 420 story with Stoner Jesus.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here with another 420 story. Go check out the 420 story archives if you like them, if you support what we're doing. The 420 archives, 420 story archives, rather, can be found on Patreon. Patreon.com/StonerJesus. 420. Today's 420 story comes to us from BuzzFeed.com. From the business section, a little innovation out of the legal cannabis industry. These marijuana coffee pods will get you high AF. For those of you who don't know what the kids are saying these days, it stands for high as fuck. I don't quite know how high fuck is, but apparently it's very high. Because that is when people say I'm high as fuck. That means they're very, very, very high. Again, this is from BuzzFeed.com. Finally, everyone can stop eating and smoking marijuana like savages. A new compostable marijuana single-serving coffee pod called Brew Buds is available in Nevada dispensaries, and it works with regular Keurig machines. Each pod costs $7, about as much as a cheap glass of wine. Brew Buds offers various dosage options to fit every lifestyle. The producer, Cannabineers, said in the press release. The pods are filled with weed-infused coffee, cocoa, or tea, and a 10-milligram, 25-milligram, and 50-milligram doses of THC, a.k.a. the chemical that gets you high. The company claims that uplifting sativa-dominant varieties will be used in the caffeinated pods, while relaxing indica-heavy ones will be used in the decaf. For context, a serving of THC under Colorado law is 10 milligrams. Some inexperienced consumers and people with smaller body types have found 10 milligrams to be too powerful, so those using it for the first time should strongly consider starting with 5 milligrams. That's according to ConsumeResponsibly.org, a consumer education site put up by the advocacy group Marijuana Policy Project. Symptoms of overconsumption include, quote, an increase in heart rate, dryness of the mouth, and or feelings of paranoia or anxiety. In defense of Brewbuds potency, a spokesperson said, quote, there are edibles in the market that offer 500 to 1,000 milligrams of THC. The 10-milligram product is a good starting point for a new user, the occasional user, whereas the higher dosing strengths are intended more for the medical user and the frequent recreational user. Despite a patchwork of legal cannabis access and the potential that the federal government could crack down on the growing industry, Cannabineers sees a huge market for marijuana coffee pods as, quote, Americans consume over 600 million cups of coffee daily. Holy shit, is that right? God damn, that's a lot of coffee. 300 million people. So, like, that's two per person a day. And a lot of people don't drink coffee. Most kids don't drink coffee. So there's, like, you know, some people are drinking a lot of coffee. Anyway, the point of this type of innovation comes from competition, and competition comes from the legal cannabis industry. Your drug dealer had no reason to be able to give you pods you can put in your fucking Keurig machine and make coffee and get high. Then they had no reason. They had barely had any competition. I mean, you had to come to them to get your weed, and you came and you got your bag of weed or whatever, and that was it. Maybe they have some brownies. That's as far as they're going to go. But now, thanks to the legal cannabis industry, thanks to competition, thanks to wide-open competition, well, you know, as wide-open as it's going to get under the massive amounts of rules and regulations and whatnot that are involved in the legal cannabis industry, with this kind of competition, with this kind of choice, it's going to spur innovation. Coffee is getting you high. It's fucking 2017, motherfuckers. Wake up and smell the coffee. That's right. You knew where I was going with that.